We're back. It's season 3. Oh my goodness, it's the Next Level Podcast. It's a podcast that covers all things Ridgeview sports from Ridgeview High School right here in Columbia, South Carolina. Meet the student athletes, coaches, staff, and more that make View County truly next level. Ridgeview High School competes in Region 5, 4A of the South Carolina High School League, has been serving the Northeast Columbia community since 1995. CP, I now have 13 state championships and 13 state runners-up during our existence. You can learn more about our athletic department at ridgeviewsports.com and across all social media platforms at Ridgeview Sports. I'm Brian Rosefield, the athletic director, and I've already mentioned him. I'm joined again by our boys track coach, Charles Proctor. CP, what's up, man?
What's going on, man? It feels so good to hear the intro music again. It feels like we haven't done this forever. And if every season we're adding state championships to that list, oh my God, that's just amazing feeling right now.
I'm in favor of that. So for by season 4, we can add another couple of state championships. I think that would be great.
Oh yeah. Matter of fact, shout out to our baseball coach, Coach Sanders, who continuously pushes us to get more state champions and challenges us. So look here, man, in support of Rod Sanders, let's go get some more this year.
Well, like I said, I'm all in favor of that. Well, we are back. Like we mentioned, season 3 of this podcast, we're going to be bringing you more interviews with student athletes, with coaches. We're going to be talking, like CP and I typically do, about the philosophies, the beliefs that we have as coaches, and challenging maybe us as coaches, administrators, as parents, as student athletes. But it's all under the umbrella of just trying to get a little bit better and trying to grow through sports here at Ridgeview High School.
Oh, yeah, and hey, for our listeners, if you have any subjects that you would like for us to tackle head on, please do not hesitate to send those in. We definitely love to hear from y'all. Definitely grateful for all the all of y'all tuning in last year and the feedback that y'all have given. So, hey, let's interact a little bit more. If y'all got something that you want to hear us talk about, definitely chime in.
So a couple of things to put on everybody's radar. We're going to be releasing episodes every Tuesday now. So you're here listening to this episode on a Tuesday. Rate us, review us, send it to a friend. The episodes will be 15 to maybe no longer than 30 minutes. Just a quick episode to learn more about what we're doing here at Ridgeview High School. But coming up this Friday, we have our very first varsity football game against Lower Richland at 7:30. That's going to be an exciting game there. And then next Friday, we already have homecoming against Spring Valley. That's just varsity football. All of fall sports has been rolling already. Again, check out ridgeviewsports.com for all of those schedules, but really excited about everything that's going on this fall.
Oh, yeah, man. Going into this Friday, both teams being 1-1, I think both teams has very good teams, great coaching, and, you know, some very elite talent on both sides. And then next week, y'all, I mean, hey, it's rivalry time. And then it's homecoming against one of our in-district rivals. I mean, how it can't get any bigger than that. So definitely want all of the View County supporters to show up and show out 2 weeks. Within these next 2 weeks, every Friday night, meet us. Beat us there. Don't meet us there. Beat us there.
That's right. Get your tickets online, ridgeviewsports.com. You know, we get to play in the backyard now.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a nice, intimate atmosphere. So go ahead and get your tickets early. Now, with homecoming, too, we do have tailgating spots that are available in our upper field, our band lacrosse field. So, again, you can go to ridgeviewsports.com and get your tickets to reserve your tailgating spot on that field. This will be the third year we've done that. And CP, I don't know if you've been up there to enjoy that, but I tell you what, we have some folks that they roll out the red carpet. They have some really good food. So I think I'm excited about football, but I'm excited to eat as well.
Oh, yeah, look here. We say it time and time again. There's no party like a View County party. And the alumni definitely come out, show out for the up-and-coming View County alumni classes that are to come. So definitely looking forward to that. Whoever has the ribs, I like red barbecue sauce. Yellow barbecue sauce I'm okay with, but if I have my option, I would rather the red barbecue sauce. So, you know, just save me a plate.
Is that a Maryland thing, the red barbecue sauce?
Or? Yeah, I think it is a North thing. I didn't know anything about the mustard sauce until I moved down here, and it literally took me like 3 years to try it. It just did not look right.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, but it's not bad, but if I have a choice, I'm gonna go with the Sweet Baby Ray's red barbecue sauce.
Well, that might be an episode for the future. We can talk about barbecue sauce and have a panel. That may be what we do. If there's a local restaurant that you want to cook some ribs with some red barbecue sauce, you'll go ahead and run the gamut of all the barbecue sauce, bring it in. We'll review it on the air. I think that's a great idea. I don't know about you.
Best taste testers in town. I can go ahead and guarantee you that, and we will leave great reviews on Yelp.
That's right. Well, we appreciate you joining us here for this first episode of season 3. We're going to go ahead and wrap it up, CP, and get people excited about football this Friday, homecoming.
Oh, yes.
Next Friday, and all the fall sports going on at Ridgeview High School.
Hey, remember, don't meet us there, beat us there. Go View County.
See y'all next Tuesday.